This conference will now be recorded.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Fire Technical Advisory TAC meeting of Friday, October 3rd. A couple of quick things to keep in mind. Jim, if you would allow me to share the screen briefly. Oops. All right. And just want to let you know, remind folks to be aware of background noise. Please keep your devices silenced. If you're on a phone, please do not put yourself on hold. Please wait to speak until I invite you to do so at the appropriate times. Use the raise hand function when you want to speak, and please lower it after you've been called on so it helps, it keeps it from getting confusing of who's in the queue. State your name each time you speak, and TAC members when making and seconding motions. All right, today's agenda is to approve the minutes, the agenda, and to provide the commission your recommendation on a deck statement DS-2025-029 by Andrew Wark of Forum Architecture and Interior Design. Unless there's any questions, let me go ahead and do a roll call, and that is Commissioner Schiffer.
I'm here.
I understand David Boucher is here for Chris Hattari. David, get these cameras working.
I'm here, yes.
Very good. Yeah, same tape. Hamid Bahadori. Hamid, are you on?
Nope.
All right. Milad Shabanian. Somebody's got some background noise. Milad Shabanian is here as an alter for Joe Belcher. Elijah Flowers.
Here.
Amanda Hickman.
Amanda may be joining late. Amanda may be joining late. She was on another TAC. She was on a CDC call. She should have gotten off early.
All right. Commissioner Marrero?
Here.
Deborah Nutter?
Here.
Yeah. Ashley Ong?
Present.
Brian Parks?
Here.
And Peter Schwab.
Peter, I'm Brett Curry. I'm filling in for Pete Schwab.
Okay, sorry, what is your name?
Brett Curry.
Mm-hmm. Presumably he sent something in to Mo, or hopefully.
He did, yeah.
Okay, so we have three alternates then, and let me check who didn't respond to roll call. We have Hamid Bahadori and Amanda Hickman, who, you know, will potentially join us late. So, all right, something's going on. Well, Amanda's here. Amanda, you're here, I see. And Hamid, you're here as well? Yep. You showed up. Well, in that case...
No, I was there. You couldn't hear me.
Oh, okay. All righty. Then we have 11 of 11 members present, so I think we're in a good position to move forward. Let's see, we have Robert Benbow, Alan Burke, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Mo Madani, Marlita Peters, Justin Vogel present, and I'm Jeff Blair, the commission's facilitator. All right, with that, let's go ahead and approve the agenda, which is to approve the minutes, the agenda, and the deck statement that I've mentioned previously. Is there a motion, please, by name and a second?
Brian Parks, next motion.
Any second.
All right. Can we get that background noise taken care of? All right. The motion is second. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, the minutes from your last meeting, June 25th, 2025, are posted electronically. Is there any corrections or revisions? If not, I'd ask please for a motion to accept the minutes as posted.
Schiffer will move.
Second.
All right, a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Jim, if you would allow me to share screen again, please, sir. All righty. I just want to briefly review the process that we will use for deck statements. And we have DS 2025-029 by Andrew Work for Forum Architecture and Interior Design. So Mo will provide staff's analysis on the petition. Justin will provide legal analysis, and also some on certain times we'll be also providing some of the staff analysis, depending. Please use your raise hand icon if you want to ask any questions. After that, the petitioner will then have an opportunity, 5 minutes collectively. For the petitioner's side, I'll give a 1 minute warning. And please use the raise hand icon to let me know that you do want to do that. PAC members can ask clarifying questions, which are, of course, are restricted to clarifying a point that whoever is the question is asked of. Please remember to only respond to the question. It's not a point to opportunity to expand on your position or a point counterpoint. Then we'll take public comment, again, using the raise hand icon. And importantly, please remember to lower your hand once you've been called, because it creates confusion, especially when there's a long list of folks who wish to speak. Then the TAC will have discussion and will make a recommendation to the commission regarding the answer to the deck statements. And that's all I need, Jim, for the sharing. And unless there's any questions on the process, going to go ahead and turn it to Mo for staff's analysis. Mo.
Please share screen, Jim. Hey, Jeff. This is Mo. Good morning. Do you want to give the petitioner an opportunity to explain his request, if he's available?
Well, I was going to do that after you did the staff analysis. The petitioner had the opportunity, you know, to have that information as well. But if you prefer it the other way, you know, but normally if you'll go ahead and do it, then we'll get the questions answered, and then we'll go to the petitioner and then the public.
No problem. We'll do that. Do you see my
yes,
screen?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Could be, the size could be kicked up a tad, but we do see it.
Yeah, here it is. Well, again, this is DS 225-029, and the issue that petitioner mainly is seeking a declaratory statement to clarify whether the 8th edition 2023 for the building code building require an emergency escape and rescue opening within a dwelling unit and sleeping room located in a four-story R2 occupancy configured with two independent means of egress. And the petitioner provided a specific question, which we will go over it shortly. There is the background. I hope, first of all, you had an opportunity to review the analysis, so I'm not going to go over it in detail. But the petitioner mainly provided specific project with details, which is a four-story building in this case, a sprinkler, and has two egress. You know, the issue here is what in section 10, emergency escape and rescue. And if you read that section, with regard to whether a secondary meeting escape is required or not for R2 occupancy, it does send us to table 10.06.3.3.1 and 10.06.3.3.2. And I provided you with the tables, table 10.06.3.3.1, stories with one exit or access to one exit for R2. It does say this is limited to mainly third stories for R2, where each story has a limited of 4 dwelling units, and there is a requirement for travel distance 125. It does say that these kind of buildings require to be sprinklers. And also, just to bring that to your attention, that we did take up this issue under DS 2017-019, which is in 2017. The facts did not change. So the answer to this deck statement, or actually our staff answer, would be consistent with what we did in 2017. So I'm going to jump to staff analysis. The question here, does the Florida Building Code Building 8 Edition 2023 require emergency escape and rescue opening within a dwelling unit or a sleeping room in an R2 occupancy apartment building when two independent means of egress are provided per story as described in Section 2 of this petition? The answer, there's two answers, which I think they're kind of the same. However, staff answers kind of bring in certain specific details that we like to see in the answer. But the petitioner is mainly, option one is the petitioner. Petitioner respectfully submits that the Florida Building Code Building 8 Edition 2023 does not require emergency escape and rescue opening in a dwelling unit or a sleeping room located in an R2 occupancy apartment building that is equipped with an FNFPA 13R compliant fire sprinkler system and provided with two compliant means of egress facilities. Option two, which is the staff, the answer to the petitioner question is no. Pursuant to Section 1030.1 for the Building Code Building 8 Edition 2023, an R2 occupancy apartment building is equipped with an automatic sprinkler system and provided with a minimum of two independent exits per story is not required to provide for an emergency escape and rescue opening. Therefore, an emergency escape and rescue opening are not required for the dwelling unit or the sleeping room in question. Thank you. Do you have any questions?
Thanks, Mo. Does any TAC member have any questions, something they don't understand about, not about comments, but anything you don't understand about staff's analysis? Again, use the raise hand icon if you want to. Okay, seeing no questions, we're going to go to the petitioner. Andrew Wark from Architecture and Interior Design, if you're here and wish to speak, you may have 5 minutes to introduce yourself and your representation, and then you can go ahead and present your petition. Andrew, are you here?
Andrew is not on the phone. This is Brian Zimmerman from Form Architecture and Interior Design. I have nothing more to add. I think Mo pretty much summed all of it up. So.
All right. Well, the petitioner is fine with the documentation that was already submitted. Is there anybody from the public that would like to comment this time? Okay, Shane, go ahead. I'll start your time.
Thank you, Jeff. I definitely do appreciate it. Good morning, everyone. This is Shane Gerwig with the Florida Apartment Association. We appreciate everybody's attention to this particular issue. For this one right here, we believe that both the petitioner and staff got it right as far as they're concerned. It's a good explanation of the issue at hand here. However, with everything kind of going on and the direct answer and the framework of the deck statement, we would like for you to support option two or staff's recommendation. So on behalf of the Florida Apartment Association, we support staff's recommendation and ask you to do the same. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Shane. Is there anybody else from the public that wishes to speak? I see no hands raised. All right, so I'm going to come to the TAC for any questions or discussion, and if not, and you agree with staff's analysis, then you would recommend that the commission adopt fire tax recommendation, which is to adopt staff's analysis regarding the questions presented in the petition. TAC members, either questions, answers, or a motion.
I'll make a motion, Jeff, to move a staff recommendation, option two.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second from Hamid and Commissioner Marrero to recommend the commission go with staff's analysis, option two. Is there any discussion on the motion? If all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous. Is there any other members of the public who wish to speak, comment, any other final TAC issues or comments? Otherwise, I'm going to turn it to Commissioner Schiffer to adjourn us, Brad.
Okay, we're adjourned. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you next week. No longer being recorded.